Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/positive.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So, I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save up to 40% plus free installation on qualifying purchases. Up to 40% off right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Washington, D.C. Shout out to everybody locked in, tuned in all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for two more hours. Yeah, 2 hours down, two more to go. It's halftime of the show. I get going every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's joining us live from New York City. Thank you to you. Yeah, you for listening. Everybody on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 158. When I'm in my car, I'm going up and down the highways and the byways. I tune into Sirius. Shout out to everybody on a smart speaker. People listening on a transistor radio. People on an airplane, a submarine, overseas, in seas, outer seas, all that good stuff. We've had a busy night so far. We've talked about a lot. And in a few seconds, I'm going to remind you of something that you should probably know already. Here's some JR wisdom. Don't kiss your coworkers. Don't do it. It doesn't end well. We'll talk about that momentarily. And I'll tell you why. And how it's related to sports at the highest level. Shohei Ohtani torn UCL, but it looks like he's going to continue to hit the rest of this year. It looks like Shohei Ohtani, well, it doesn't look like, he is definitely going to be a free agent. And his own general manager, even though Shohei Ohtani is, I guess he's back to being a one-way player, that's all offense for now, his GM for the Angels said, he still thinks he can be an excellent two-way player. Listen to him kiss Shohei's ass.
I would never put any limitations on players in general, especially him. So I think he's shown, you know, it's obviously possible to do and excel at it. I think, you know, injuries happen. We've gone through, you know, an abnormal amount of injuries this season. There's no excuses. Injuries are part of the game. And, you know, professional athletes and especially the guys in this room. There's quality makeup and they're workers, and you know, I expect him to bounce back and do what he needs to do to get back to where he was.
Oh, come on, man. Come on. How's he supposed to hold up? He's going to be in his age 30 season next year. He's just supposed to pitch and hit the rest of his life. He's shown that he can do it, I don't know, in two and a half year increments, and he's going to get hurt. We don't know. We've never seen anything like this. I just know Shohei Ohtani's going to get paid either way. So good for him. We saw two, count them two, preseason football games tonight. Maybe you didn't watch them. Yeah, I'll spare you some time. The Indianapolis Colts, they smacked the Philadelphia Eagles. No Jalen Hurts, who cares? 27-13. Gardner Minshew, 9 of 11 passes completed for a touchdown. The starter for the Indianapolis Colts, Anthony Richardson, 6 of 17 passing and a sack. He sucked. Can't wait to see how this looks in the regular season. I think they've thrown him to the wolves too soon. And the Steelers, well, they just beat the Falcons 24-0. There was no Desmond Ridder. Kenny Pickett barely played. 4-4. That was it. That was all she wrote. This was a who-do-I-need-to-cut type of game. There's going to be plenty of tape for the coaches to look at and say, we're going to cut that guy and 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 20 other guys. And that's tonight's football, folks. Can't wait for the regular season to start. I told you that Jerry Jeudy, the latest Denver Broncos wide receiver to go down to an injury, no Tim Patrick, no KJ Hamler, and now Jerry Jeudy is out, maybe only for a few weeks, with a hamstring injury. Giannis Antetokounmpo made it very clear in speaking to the New York Times, he is not going to sign a contract extension with the Milwaukee Bucks this season. Giannis wants to wait at minimum until next season. He wants to see whether or not the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be completely dedicated to winning a championship. He would love to play his entire career with one team, the Bucks, but he said winning a championship is more important. He doesn't want to play for a team for 20 years just to win one damn championship. Damian Lillard making it clear, yes, I'd like to leave Portland, but I have nothing but positive things to say about them, and so I won't say anything. And then we got news today that Isaiah Simmons is now a member of the New York Giants. We know that the Arizona Cardinals are going through a complete rebuild, and they swapped him out for a 7th-round pick, which is basically robbery. Isaiah Simmons, the newest linebacker, defensive back, strong safety, free safety. He's everything. He's a Swiss Army knife, and his new head coach, Brian Daboll, was asked about him.
Isaiah Simmons, what does he bring for you guys?
Yeah, I'd say it's obviously pretty early. Joe's done a good job with his staff of, again, just evaluating and keeping conversations open about, you know, a number of players, him being one of them. And, again, he's almost 6'4", right around 240, explosive, high pick. So just got off the phone with him a little while ago, said hello to him, introduced ourselves. So we'll put him in our system and, you know, start teaching him our stuff.
Where do you put him in your system? Like, where do you, yeah, what do you envision? Like, see him as a guy you can move around, or you want to keep him in one spot?
Yeah, I'd say let's get him here first and then, you know, kind of see what he does. But, you know, I think has some multiple role potential. But, again, we got to see it.
Bruh, just go out there and hit somebody. Hit somebody. That's it. Just go hit somebody. Watch this dude become an all-pro with the New York Giants. I think it'll be amazing. Arizona Cardinals, they don't care. They suck anyway. They're going to be a toilet team this season. And why pay some guy all of this money just to be a toilet team? Not necessary. I get it. 7th-round pick and all of this. Look, everybody, Steve Keim is gone. Ain't nobody caring or giving a damn about what he did and who he drafted and who he brought in. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I did give you some JR wisdom. I told you not to kiss your coworkers. I am going to take your calls, and then I'm going to explain to you why kissing your coworkers, or at least the people who work for you, either way, is a bad idea. We got Chris from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Originally, I called about the whole nickname one. Can't believe you guys missed the big unit, Mr. Johnson, Randy.
Whoa, that's a lot in one sentence.
Sorry, but you did hit a couple other ones. So the main reason I called was Randy Johnson, big unit, best one. but I do have a question about the whole Shohei Ohtani thing. The narrative kind of became that Ohtani was the unicorn because how the U.S. specializes players. is this justification now, do you believe, for the U.S. specializing the players and keeping them to either hitters or pitchers?
Oh, man. I don't know if I'd say the U.S. specializing in it. I think it lends credence to the fact that, hey, you got to do one or the other. I don't know if it's completely shut or closed the door on additional guys coming through and hitting and pitching. Shohei Ohtani really, he might be one of a kind. Because in the developmental system here in the United States of America, yeah, you're going to do one or the other. You're going to hit or you're going to pitch. I mean, we can take a look at Jacob DeGrom, and unfortunately he's someone else who went down to an injury. Jacob DeGrom was playing shortstop. And then he got thrown into being a pitcher. And when he actually pitched, he's one of the best pitchers that baseball has ever seen. He can't stay healthy. He wasn't out there doing both. And so Shohei, I don't know if we would have seen more of these guys either way, but the fact that he got hurt, yeah, I think this might close the door a little bit, but I wouldn't completely rule it out, man.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I love your show, man.
Thank you, Chris. Much love to all my folks listening in Chicago on The Score. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Don is here from Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, how about you? Thank you for taking my call and all that. And thank Jeff for taking my call, really. Anyway,
go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, the Ohtani, whatever his name, I have a hard time pronouncing it. He can still pitch. His whole pitching deal was set up wrong. To protect your arm, you have to pitch on a regular basis. You have to keep the tendons and the ligaments and all that somewhat stretched. And then
you're talking about Ohtani?
Huh?
You're talking about Ohtani, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Even when he was pitching, they tried to get him on a 5-day rotation because that protects the arm. I don't know if he did, you know, sometime it'd be 2 weeks or he'd pitch again.
It would be 2 weeks when he pitched again because of injuries and health. That's why.
Well, not always. I'm just saying.
Most times, hold on.
Yes, sir.
They try to protect the dude, especially more recently, because he would be suffering from arm fatigue. That's what it was.
Yeah, I know. He came to Atlanta and he didn't pitch in Atlanta. They were there for a 4-day stretch, and he didn't pitch. But you still there?
Okay.
All right.
Yes,
anyway,
I'm here. I'm just talk.
I'm saying if he handled properly, he could be a closer and still hit if it's handled properly, if it's run properly. You know.
And I don't know how you would run it properly just to have Hold on. Damn. Oh, my God. Am I talking to one person, two, three, or four? It's like sometimes he pauses and then he doesn't pause and then he talks and then he talks and talks and talks and then he doesn't pause. I'm like, where's the natural cadence to a conversation? You talk, I talk. You talk, I talk. You talk, I talk. All of that goes out the window. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. I need to collect myself. They say silence is terrible on the radio. Prepare yourself for silence, folks. Hey, Don, you still there?
An hour.
Oh, my God. He was talking that whole time. He's talking that whole time. Go ahead, Don. It's all you.
No, well... You got to take some tips from Shep. Listen to him sometime. See how he runs his. You know, because he gets the subject, then he talks to the guest. You get a subject, and you go on and on and on and on. And how many guests have you talked to in the first 2 hours?
I don't know. Shep would know. Go ahead, Shep.
It's been a lot. It's been a lot, Don. Don, in fairness, I learned a lot from JR, man.
Well, you told me, you said that, I think last night, you said you could take constructive criticism. I don't think you can.
Well, tell me how I should do my whole show, Don. I'm all ears.
Well, I'm just saying you should include more calls. You should, you know, listen to Shep, how he does here. He'll put a subject out there, then he takes the callers. Then he'll move on to another subject. You start out with a subject, and I'm going to take your calls, and then there's another subject come up. I'm going to take, and you go on like that for 45 minutes, you won't take the first call.
You want to know why it's constructed that way, Don?
Okay, tell me.
I receive more calls than any human being here on any sports talk radio station in the United States of America.
No, you don't beat Paul Feinbaum, sorry.
And you know that how?
Hmm?
You know that how?
Well, anyway, what is your show?
It's not how. I'm asking you. It's not anyway. Continue with your constructive. Please tell me. I've been producing for the better part, I don't know, almost 30 years. You tell me. Continue.
Well, you may be getting old senile. Who knows?
No, well, give me more tips. I need them.
Hey, answer me this. Do you have a mirror sitting in front of you when you're talking?
No, Don. I need you. You told me about constructive criticism. I need all of your tips because you've been producing your whole life. Please, go ahead.
I'm just telling you. I'm offering you some friendly, constructive criticism. Include more calls and don't jump from subject to subject.
Oh, my God.
By the time you get ready to take the call, it was 40 minutes ago that you two was talking about the subject.
Don.
Do a subject.
I'm going to say this.
Take some calls. Do another subject. Take some calls. It ain't that hard.
Don. I do, and I'm going to say this to you again, and for whatever reason, you disputed it.
Okay.
I take and receive more calls, people who don't even get on air, unfortunately, than any person. I talk all the time. It's my job to talk for 4 hours.
I listen to talk shows a lot of times with the other callers to see what they're thinking. I don't want to hear your mouth 50 minutes out of every hour.
Are you so now?
Man,
I've gotten to the point. Now, wait, Don. I've now drawn a conclusion. My apologies, Don.
Yeah, can I jump in for a second?
I don't think Don is smart,
okay.
Shep. I'm sorry. I'm gonna take a step back because I think Don is not a smart person.
Can I just give my two cents on this quickly, JR? So, Don, what you have to understand is, I am telling you, matter of fact, I am literally Don. I will screenshot this for you. First of all, JR's lines are full. Basically more than 50% of every single show he does. I cannot say that about probably any other national radio show. You have to understand that. JR actually, and I am not just saying this, does probably the best job you will ever hear a talk show host do in terms of letting a caller speak without interruption. I need to work on that. 99% of people that get behind a microphone need to work on that and take the tutelage and the blueprint that JR has laid out for that. I am telling you, Don, in every single monologue he does, an opening segment, he is one of the few that will go against the grain and take calls, especially if such callers have a proven track record. I am telling you something. I learn from this man every single night, and I love you, Don. You're a good man. I appreciate you calling the station. You're a good caller. But, Don, you got to show JR more respect here, man.
Well, I'm not disrespecting him.
Got you, because he is truly. I am not just saying this because I work on his show. He is truly one of the best in the world at this, and he treats callers like they are family and friends of his, and you know that.
Well, no, he does that sometimes. Sometimes they'll bring up something they won't talk about it. They like it. Oh, that's stupid.
No, I've never
care.
Heard JR. I've never heard
what
him say
you,
that.
What you just said is stupid.
Huh?
I'll say it again, and this is the entertainment part of the show. What you said is stupid.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, a lot of times people want to talk about it. They'll put in their 2 cents. You say, oh, that's stupid. I don't care. I don't care about that. Well, that's not any way to treat guests.
Shut up.
He's just joking, Don. Just say, Jared's a really good man, just so you know. It's a sense of humor.
Anyway, I enjoy it. Have a good one.
No, you don't. Bye. Don't ever call again. Well, how old and crotchety is he? How? I mean, damn. Well, you should take more calls. What?
nobody takes more. So, JR, I will say this. Out of the shows here, you and I take the most calls.
Yeah.
Like the shows that I do on every Sunday, like and that's a blueprint. Like I've learned so much of what I do from two people in this industry, Scott Farrell and JR Sport Brief.
Yeah. What the hell is he talking about? You should take more.
He listens to all the other shows.
You should take more calls.
Like
you go from one topic and you should take a call. Well, bro, you want to know something? There's so many topics I have to fit in the show, and you want to know something? There's so many callers.
Yeah.
Maybe you should learn how to actually call and speak. Maybe it'd be easier if you had a thought, and I don't care what your thought is. If I was talking about Shohei Ohtani and you called me up about Giannis Antetokounmpo, if you got on the air and said, hey, JR, this is what I think about you, I wouldn't have nothing to say. Old and maybe I'm old and senile. And for me, this is all funny to me. People are going to say, JR, you're so mean. And I get out of here. Oh, man. Somebody put something. See, I'm mean now. I mean, somebody put something in his. What do you drink before you go? Prune juice? Is he regular? I mean, is he upset? Does he need to get it out? That is one of the craziest things I've heard. You need to take more calls. Do a subject and take a call. Do this and take a call. Do this and take a call. What? A million people here, man. What am I supposed to do? You want to know why I can talk about a subject and get to a million calls? Because people listen to this show. People actually call up and want to talk. There's a lot. I don't have to stretch anything out for an hour and hope that people are listening or that they'll talk to me. Damn. 855-212-4CBS is old and crotchety. Tony's calling from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
What's up, JR? I just tell the chef, you know, my boy's in the hospital. With him all day. Then I got to go to work. I work overnight, man. Your show is like the best show I listen to. Then I got to hear somebody talking. I know I ain't got to call in and defend you, but I'm just, you take more calls than any show that I listen to. Bottom line, I don't know what he's listening to, but he ain't listening to the JR show. Bottom line.
He wants me to talk about Ohtani and then to take a call. And then he wants me to talk about Anthony Richardson and then take a call. And then he wants
Well, guess what? That's not the way it works. It's your show. If you want to run your show the way you want to run it, then start your own show. That's what he needs to do.
Well,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Don from Birmingham.
Don from Birmingham. Well, we can. Hey, Don, start your own show. Who would listen to it? Tony, you going to listen to Don's show?
Oh, hell no. I'm going to listen to your show. Even when I can't get through, I be mad. I'm like, man, he's taking up all the time on the phone, and I'm not going to be like him because you got 1,000 people that want to get through and talk.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people like this guy right here. And thank you, Tony. Like Mike from Cleveland, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, JR?
I don't know. My feelings, that got that old man hurt my feelings. I'm going to cry.
Hey, man. Tell the old man to quit drinking a couple hours earlier and take his ass to bed, all right?
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry, but that's crazy.
Okay, go ahead.
With Ohtani, you were trying to have a conversation with three different personalities there about Shohei. I still think he could pitch. I think for me, I think it's he throws so hard. A lot of the guy, you know, that's why he's the injuries come from that, you know. And so if he wants to still pitch and still hit, not saying he can't, but I think they need to utilize him in a different role. Instead of having him as a starting pitcher, use him as a long reliever. You know, that's where you can space out the times he pitches. You know what I mean? You could space him out to where, okay, hey, man, you want to go? How's your arm feeling? Feeling good. Okay, you got this window of time to this window of time to where you could use him, and he can go out there and throw three or four innings, use him as a reliever, something like that, to where like you're not wearing the guy out, and he's getting hurt every year.
But isn't that also potentially to his detriment if he is unaware of when he's exactly going to pitch? I mean, when you know you're going to pitch, you have your ramp-up days. You have your long toss days. You have your days where you don't do nothing. You have your rest days. When you enter into the reliever role, it's now you're putting yourself in a window, which would also affect the days that he'd be available and eligible to go out there and swing. Is it possible that he does it? Yeah, it is. And not even in a long relief role, but in any relief role, not as a starter. I don't think that would be the best use of him. I think you put him out there, tell him to go five, and you better have a deep bullpen. It really depends on the team that acquires him and brings him on. It's tough going. It's no simple answer, but I think he'd be even more susceptible to injury.
That's a fair point, though. The other thing is, I mean, hard fact of life, hard reality is the guy whose numbers he's most comparable with is Babe Ruth. And the reality is, with Babe, the Red Sox sat him down basically and said, okay, you need to make a choice. You're either going to be a pitcher or a hitter. Make a decision. And he decided to become, you know, one of the greatest players of all time, one of the greatest hitters of all time. The next team that signs him, because I don't think he's staying with the Angels, I think the next team that signs him might have to have that conversation with him. Like, listen, man, I'm not paying you $500 million, $400 million guaranteed money to get hurt the last month and a half, 2 months of the season.
It's going to happen.
Man, it's time for you to make a choice. You had your run. It's fun.
I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure because there's entertainment value. And thank you, Mike, for calling from Cleveland. I got to hit the break. There's entertainment value. It's putting butts in seats. It's telling people that you need to come see a unicorn and not just a slugger. I don't think – will you have teams who will be afraid of bringing him on? Yes, but I don't think anybody will just come out and publicly state it. No, we don't want him to pitch. You at least at minimum want to still have that illusion, even if you have a clock that, oh, my God, he's not going to pitch until 2025 in June. You want to still have that illusion there that people are coming to see a once-in-a-lifetime guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls. Yes, I talk to people. I do a lot of them. And then we're going to talk about a guy who kissed his coworker at work and got fired. Hey, he works in sports here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, first and foremost, I want to say you make my drive because I go to and from the hospital to it every night, and you make my drive amazing. So thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You're welcome. It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm getting a lot of messages from our last segment. People loved it. Well, not really, though. They didn't like the guy who called up. 855-212-4CBS. As I take more calls, following some advice. John is here from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
JR, what's going on, my man?
I'm good. I'm on K Street. Where you at? I'm by the stadium.
Hey,
where you
at? Hey, man. Actually, I'm about to ride past you. I'm on the Beltway. I'm headed to Richmond. And I was supposed to went to the Soul Circus tomorrow, too. And I did not
know you
were.
Man, I'm at the circus tomorrow.
I ended up having to work because I'm not going to be in town for the circus tomorrow. So I had to reschedule that with my grandbabies. But
It's all right.
I just found out you were going to be there, and I'm like, dang, maybe I should cancel so I can come up there.
Yeah. I'm going to be on CBS in the morning for the news. I'll be at the circus. We're inviting like 50 people from Special Olympics are going to be out there. So it's going to be fun, man.
I'm definitely catch you on the news in the morning. I'm going to tune into that.
I'm going to be on CBS 9. So let's watch CBS 9 in the morning. I'll be there.
I definitely am. I'm definitely going to tune in. Hey, JR. Yeah. Well, first, let me get my Ohtani thing out the way.
Yeah.
I think the Angels and the rest of baseball, like you said, I think they kind of relieved that he kind of hurt himself. Of all players, if any time for a player to get hurt, because like you said, now they don't have to pay that bag. And it doesn't make the Angels look like they fumbled the whole situation as bad now. You know what I'm saying? So, because they can always, when he comes to the table, they be like, listen, man, we can't pay you all this because of this type of situation. This is second time he having an injury with the elbow, too. So, you know, that's kind of going to mess him up a little bit. But that's not even why I called.
Oh, no.
No, JR. Listen, man, I listen to you faithfully every night. You know what I'm saying? My hat's off to you and Shep. I called it. I was really calling in because Shep seemed a little down, you know, earlier in the show. But I'm pretty sure after Greg called, talking about how he want to roll around on the floor with Shep. What? Man, I've been laughing ever since he said
it. Shep, you have a response? Shep, go ahead.
John, to quote the famous JR Sport Brief, damned if you do, damned if you don't. I don't know how to respond to that.
There's no way to respond, Shep. That's one of those where you just got to be quiet and be like, okay. This dude said he want to roll around in the floor I'm living the rock star
but John,
life.
But here's the thing, Greg. So you listen to the show. Greg is like one of the most. He's one of the purest, like most genuine people. So like he didn't mean it in that kind of way. He just meant like he would always ride or die with me. Like that's how I took it. I'm going to stop myself.
Right, Shep.
Okay, can I put it this way? It's not like he wanted to go by the dock and see sailors, right? That's what I'm inferring. Yes.
Because I got dock and sailors when he said that. Hey, Shep, between him and Alan always called, give a lot of good information. Alan's like a sports historian. I look forward to hearing them call. But when Greg said he wants to roll around in the floor, oh, my God. It was such an awkward moment. I heard both you and JR get quiet at the same time.
Yes. What do you know? This is CBS, not Cinemax. So be careful. Well, thank you, John.
Oh, man. I appreciate it, fellas. Y'all have a good night, JR. I hope you have a good time at the circus tomorrow, man.
Thank you,
Enjoy
brother.
The city. Yes, sir.
All the time. Thank you so much. Gary from Vancouver, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, JR, I want to say something to you, just between you, uh-oh, me, the producer, and the rest of your callers. Uh-oh. I listened to your show by accident about 2 years ago, and I listen to a lot of radio because I can't stand watching TV. Most of the stuff is crap. Now, I'm going to say this, and don't get a big head about this, but your producer is highly professional, and you, as a person, I don't know you from a hole in the ground, but you as a person on the radio might be the best I've heard in 20-odd years, besides maybe Red Robinson, who passed away a while back. But and for that fellow to say what he said, I would have turned him off. But you have got so much patience. I just couldn't believe it. I was getting madder and madder by the second. I told your producer, and I wanted to know, just between you and I and your listeners and your producer, how long have you been doing this?
My whole life, bro. My whole life.
That's what I
have
thought.
Grown up. I have grown up. I have grown up doing this. I come from an entertainment family. I have been doing this for 37 years. JR,
I tell you something. You sound like you have, and I wanted to let you let you and your producer know that when you come on, I don't turn it off. I listen because you make me laugh. I don't always agree with you, but you are very good.
You should.
And before I let you go, Ohtani.
Okay, I like this.
I can't believe him. I don't know what he's going to do, but I've watched him. He's some player. Again, don't change a thing, please. Thanks, guys.
Oh, never that. Thank you, Gary. Never that. Ain't nobody changing nothing. Not changing nothing but the side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Because I have so many calls, I'm going to take your calls. Because I'm not to talk for 50 out of the 60 minutes per hour. So I'm going to take your calls. And then finally, we'll talk about the dude who kissed his coworker and has gotten the boot.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your show is informative and thought-provoking, and I love that about it. I listen every chance I get, man. Keep it up. It's one of the best shows anywhere.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We talked about Anthony Richardson. We talked about Shohei Ohtani. We've talked about Giannis Antetokounmpo and not signing his contract extension. We talked about Isaiah Simmons, the newest linebacker, cornerback, safety, everything for the New York Giants. We talked about Jerry Jeudy, the latest wide receiver for the Denver Broncos to go down and be hurt. I mentioned to you Steven Strasburg. He used to play right a block away from me right now here in D.C., with the Washington Nationals, MVP of the World Series, has made 7 starts since. You want to talk about nerve damage? The man reportedly, you know, has trouble picking up his kids, turning doorknobs. They had to remove a rib and 2 muscles out of his neck. Oh, my God. All the best to him. There's no amount of money that makes me go, man, it's... And then he has to deal with the mental aspect of it as well. Not a care in the world financially. Pretty sure he can go to sleep at night, but I'm pretty sure he's staring up at the wall going, well, damn. Might take some years for him to settle into this, all things considered. Man, you a World Series MVP. Look at the money that you made. Got a beautiful family. Just hopefully he can be at peace with what he's done. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about someone who probably isn't at peace. And this is an individual who won a World Cup, kissed one of his players in the mouth, caused worldwide outrage, and no longer has a job. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. 855-212-4CBS. Hayden's calling from San Diego. What's up, Hayden?
How's it going, JR?
Good, man. Go ahead.
I want to talk about Shohei Ohtani really quick. And, you know, a lot of talk I hear on local radio is about how everyone thinks he's going to go for a discount now in the off season, now that he can't pitch maybe as long as he would like to. And I'm not sure he's going to go for a discount. I think a lot of people, you know, understandably are kind of viewing this guy two-dimensionally as a hitter and a pitcher, but they aren't looking at the business side of signing a guy like Ohtani, how many millions that's going to make you as a team. And when was the last time, you know, a player came with essentially an entire country of a fan base, you know?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of him taking a discount. But without a doubt, teams are not going to shell out or be willing to shell out, A, the same amount of money, even though it's still going to be a gigantic amount. And then, B, teams aren't likely going to probably give him the same range of a contract when it comes to length. This is the worst possible time for him to go down and be injured. So, yeah, he don't have to take a discount. But the money that's going to be offered and some of the parameters there and some of the incentives, they may not have existed a couple of weeks ago as his arm started to get tired, as he started to need rest, as his arm blew out. We're in a different space right now. And so it's not like Shohei is going to run around and call the shots. He can only take what's being offered to him. 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, what's up, JR? It's your favorite Repo, man. How you doing?
I got a favorite repo man.
Your best, your favorite. You know how it goes.
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. So I just wanted to tell you, you know, haters are going to hate and painters are going to paint. That's just what they do. So whatever old dude was talking about, man, I don't know what he was on. Because you're the best. I'm going to just tell you right now. Well, you're the best.
Do you take requests? Like, if I need someone's car repossessed, like, can I put in a request for you?
You got to put in the right paperwork, and then we can make that happen.
Okay.
I need the right paperwork.
You see, Shep, I told you repo men are good. He can take Don's car for me.
Oh, David's a good one.
No, but I can arrange to have him pick somebody's car up. I like that.
But I also wanted to give Greg the bombastic side eye. Boy, you better stop it. But that's all I got today.
Okay. Thank you, David, the repo man from Detroit. Be well. How many cars you get tonight?
I ain't got nothing yet. It's been some real bad storms out here, so I just started.
Okay, be safe, okay?
All right, man. Peace.
All right, a message from God. Drag on from Ohio, your CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it's fine to meet you, man. I've been listening to you for years, and I heard a call come in, and one of the things that you're not is you don't flap your gums 56 minutes out of 60.
Thank you. What's up?
Hey, I heard you speak about the Jets. We got a bad storm blowing through, so if I get disconnected, I just wanted to get your opinion. There's a lot of hate going on the Cleveland Browns, but there sure is a lot of talent on that team. And they got $88 million under the cap right now. They've re-signed every player on the team, restructured. I hear all this talk about the Jets. I don't think at the end of the year you're going to be very happy with the Jets, but I think the Browns are going to go 12-5, 13-4. You heard it here first.
Okay. I don't know if I go that far, especially playing up in an AFC North where everybody beats the living hell out of each other. But somebody called a couple of weeks ago and said, oh, Deshaun Watson has a lot to prove. And I agree. He has something to prove that he can bounce back. But I think that man is going to be perfectly fine and okay. The Browns are going to be a good team. I wouldn't be surprised if they got into the playoffs, man. I agree with you. I don't know if I'd peg them at 12 and 13 wins, but I certainly believe that they're going to be a good team. Dragon, thank you for calling. I got to hit the break.
Thank you, JR.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say somebody in the AFC North, the Ravens, the Bengals, the Steelers should be improved. I mean, we're back to a space where the AFC North is just it's a dogfight between everybody. Who goes to the playoffs? Who goes in as a wild card? Who wins the division? We'll find out soon enough. Kenny Pickett is going to be good, man. We know about Burrow. Lamar Jackson got weapons. Deshaun Watson back for a full year. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be back on the other side of the break. Who knew I was going to talk about Spanish football? I'll explain on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true, sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Close waiters and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats, your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.